Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 125 of How You At You. It's your girl, Shanice from K-Pop Box, and Ashley!
Wow!
Oh. Yarabang!
I was so tempted to open that episode.
I know!
So welcome to this episode. Where we talk about the latest K news, hot topics, your unpopular opinions, and everything in between. If you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Hi
Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, this is new. I'm good. How are you, Shanice?
I'm good. I mean, it's been a while.
Great.
To be honest, I feel like it's probably been a couple of weeks to be fair.
Yeah. I think anyway. Since I saw you in person.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, when was the last time we actually saw each other in person before last week? Who knows? But hey.
Like 2 years.
Probably. That's disgusting. It didn't feel like that though, but that's disgusting. Yeah. Anyway. Let's get into these hot topics. So, Jellyfish Entertainment announces that Ravi is leaving VIX following his attempt to evade military service. On Ravi's Instagram, he posted an apology to his fans, people and families who have suffered from epilepsy and his members who were affected by his actions. His first trial will be held on the 11th of April, so it started, I guess, alongside seven other individuals, including his label mate, Nafla. This is how you know I don't know who this man is. I know he's a rapper. I get okay. And their CEO.
That's all you need to know.
That's what you need to know. And their label's co-CEO. And they've just given this person the name A. So, okay. The prosecution is requesting for Ravi and A to be sentenced to 2 years in prison and Nafla to be sentenced to 2 years and 6 months. Earlier this year, it was reported that a group of brokers were arrested on charges of corruption to evade military service by designating their clients to a neurologist at a large hospital in Seoul and then giving them false medical diagnosis of epilepsy to help them to be exempt from military service or receive a lesser military grade. These brokers then reportedly promoted themselves by saying their services were used by a famous idol rapper who was revealed to be Ravi. It's not funny, but I feel the fact, Ravi, you're gonna throw your career away just not to serve for 2 years. And maybe I'm speaking from privilege because, you know, we don't have to go through that. So, I feel like it may be easy for us to say, just go do it. It's 2 years. But would you rather be in prison or would you rather do military service? I don't know. Prison is not selling a bit of me, you know?
Yeah. So will he have to do prison and military service now or just prison?
I don't know. Probably, I feel like maybe he might have to go to prison and then maybe he would have to do some sort of community service as well afterwards. That's what I'm thinking. So it's probably going to be extended. But even after these 2 years, you've messed up your future bag.
Yeah. Woof.
Yeah.
Good luck with that
one. Moving on. And YG Entertainment will be taking legal action against those who are spreading lies that claimed Blackpink's Rosé was using cocaine in a photo.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, but it doesn't come out. Was using cocaine in a photo with friends. YG states, we are taking legal action against the acts that violate the rights and undermine the honour of our artists. We're currently monitoring rumours and those who spread it, and we will respond strongly without any leniency. So earlier last week, Rosé was featured in a photo uploaded by the chief creator officer of Burberry from a party with his acquaintances. The photo sparked a number of rumours, including one alluding to there being drug taking in the background, which included Rosé in the picture as well. So, but obviously YG Entertainment firmly denies that. So... Funny. And last but not least, former NMIX member Ginny reported to have signed with a new agency, UAP, in plans to debut as a solo artist. The report states that UAP has established a partnership with Sublime Artist Agency for management of Ginny's activities. So we're going to get some more Ginny. Yay.
Ooh, yay.
I always want to know why she left. I know it will never be revealed, but I'm so nosy and I just want to know.
I don't actually know them that well.
Well, the thing is, I don't follow NMIX like that. I don't follow anyone like that, if I'm being completely honest. But when she left, it was just kind of like, yeah, she's leaving. Like, there was no scandal. She hadn't hurt herself. There wasn't. It was just like, yeah, she's leaving and we're not going to talk about it. That was it, basically. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
So that's why everyone's like,
yeah,
what's the tea? I want to know what's going on. But we will never know. So maybe years and years later, maybe. Maybe there's
in
like
a fun memoir.
Like, oh, memoir.
Documentary.
Netflix documentary.
Yeah, everyone loves documentaries.
Do you know what I think?
Like, give me your advice. Advice, Ginny. Tips.
Because you know how it was like during the pandemic, like near the end of the pandemic, you had all those contestants from America's Next Top Model coming out saying, this happened to us.
Yes.
And you didn't know about this. And that was like, this was the years later. So maybe it's like one of those things where we have to wait. I feel like they need to give
Wait for the NDA to expire.
Yeah, I feel like, I know this is a bit off topic, but I'm surprised there hasn't been, or maybe there's one in the works, I don't know, there hasn't been like a documentary or something of the models from America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because everyone was talking anyway, so... Because I know there was this... Again, I'm going off topic, but anyway... there was this one YouTuber, I can't remember his name. And again, this was like during near the end of the pandemic because he loves, I don't know, he used to do reactions to America's Next Top Model or breakdown episodes or whatever. But then he started doing Instagram lives with like past contestants, and that's when everything started to come out. Not even just with the America's models, he did it with the British version as well. Especially there was one season when there was like a crossover with the American models and the British models.
Yes, I remember that. So
and it was like really interesting. And I knew one of the girls that was on that one of those series as well. And,
I remember you telling me like ages ago. But,
it's mad. But I'm surprised that there isn't one. But maybe it's in the works. I don't know. But
probably legal stuff.
Back to K-pop. That is the end of Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at @hallyu. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, questions, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So let's get into it. All right, so the first unpopular opinion, this person says, no offense, but Wannabe was ITZY's peak. And now they are making love songs and are seriously decreasing in popularity. Thoughts, feelings, opinions.
Okay, Sneakers was a low point. Let's put it out there. Sneakers was definitely a low point, but also everyone was talking about it. So I think, and they haven't, like, the last single was Cheshire, yeah. So they are they on tour? They're on tour right now, right?
I don't know. I don't think
I know they weren't coming to the UK because no one fucking comes to the UK. But I think maybe it's just because they're having a break and so many other groups are putting out a lot of stuff. So I don't think they've really decreased in popularity. I mean, yeah, I think like Sneakers was just like their only dip, really. And I think if Cheshire came out before Sneakers, everyone will be worshipping Cheshire because Cheshire is really good, even
How
though
does
it's
that
not.
Song go?
Hey, what's so serious? That one.
Oh my gosh, ITZY, is that you?
Yeah. I just realised what you said. Well, I really fully went, yeah, it's me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Cheshire was really fun. It was way more like their style instead of Sneakers, which is Sneakers is camp, okay? It's camp. It's a kids bop fun little song. They did not suit them at all, but everyone has their blips in their career.
Yeah.
And for that to be the only one, I think that's a good thing. There could be worse things that happen.
Yeah.
That could be worse.
I think what you said is true in the sense of, okay, Sneakers or whatever may not be to your taste, but I think it would be 10 times worse if no one was talking about them. That's when you could be like, oh, wow, ITZY, who's that? Oh, yeah, what happened to them? Because if it's one of those conversations, then that's when you need to worry, you know? But if you have a strong opinion about them, whether you like them or you're not, they're still in your mind, if that makes sense. I think, me personally, what I think, people started having conversations about, oh, ITZY are doing the same thing, or ITZY, they're becoming repetitive, like during when Not Shy was released, I think. And I think people were thinking that this whole, like, oh, edgy, I'm not like the other girls kind of image was a bit tiresome, and then they tried the whole Sneakers thing and again it was divided. I also think as well Boys Like You was kind of divided as well. Like, I heard a lot of people didn't really vibe with that either, to be honest. But even though loads of people, as you said, loads of people, or it was divided, people didn't know how to feel about Sneakers or whatever, from what I remember, I think it actually did chart kind of well in Korea anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard from where we are to know what their popularity is like in Korea, because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what matters because that's their main market, if that makes sense. Everything else is kind of like a perk. It's nice to have, but it doesn't have to be a necessity to survive, if that makes sense. And I think, I don't think they're declining, maybe.
I think they're just quiet right now.
Right now they're not doing, not that they're not busy, but
I genuinely do think they're on tour right now. I feel like they are, because I remember it being announced a couple of months ago, so I feel like they must be.
I don't think it was like a big tour, because I can't see JYP touring two groups at once, because Twice is on tour right now.
JYP.
You know what I mean? So I can't see them. Yeah. Touring two groups at once, but maybe,
by the way, maybe they're working on something right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's kind of hard when you're in that space, because obviously it's not just down to the music, it's about the whole image as well. And you have those people that are like, change it up, like, this is boring. But then if you stray too far from it, it's like, oh my gosh, you've changed. It's like,
exactly. They've changed it up several times and then people didn't like it. This always happens.
It's
people
like,
are like,
you,
oh, you're
do?
Doing too many same things. And then they changed. And they're like, whoa, we preferred your old stuff. And I'm like, what did you want? People just don't know
me?
What they want.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, I don't think their popularity has decreased.
Nah.
Maybe in your household. But we'll just have to wait and see when they come back.
Yeah,
what they will give.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So I guess we disagree with this one, I'll say.
Mm.
Okay, moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This person says, one thing that me and my family have always appreciated about K-pop is the fact that it is typically very family-friendly and the lyrics are clean. So now that K-pop is trying to make more of a push into the West, I don't like the fact that I'm hearing a lot more swearing in songs. I think it's unnecessary. Forced feelings and opinions.
I'm trying to think of a K-pop song that I've heard recently that has swears in it. Because like the mainstream stuff, you know, the stuff that's getting big is like OMG, Cupid, Rover. Does Rover have swearing in it?
Not that I can remember. So
I know that not the big companies like SM, I don't know, SM sometimes do. But it's normally like solo stuff. It's not normally group stuff that has swearing in it. And of course, like Mark's egg song is has implications, but I don't think he actually says anything.
Yeah, I want to know.
Maybe there's more awareness of maybe K hip hop. Like, there's just a bit more awareness of that.
I feel like they would have said it though. I feel like, as you said, like the mainstream stuff. Most things, to be honest, don't really have swear words in it. Of course, I feel like throughout time there have been songs where certain things have been implicated or implied. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not a new thing. That's always been there. It's just, it's like when you go back to listen to a song that you listened to when you was younger and you're like, wait, they were singing about what? And I was 17 singing this song? I feel like it might be like one of those kind of situations. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Rihanna, S&M.
So,
my lord.
And I feel like each generation has had some sort of song or popular song that hasn't been family friendly. I can't speak. Hasn't been family friendly. Like you had, I can't remember her name. I don't know if she was like first gen. I think she was like under JYP. The song is basically about losing your virginity, basically.
Oh, yes. I know which one you mean.
Something Ceremony. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. Something Ceremony.
Yes. It's Coming of Age Ceremony?
It might be that. I don't.
Is it Coming of Age Ceremony? Because I know that is actually a thing. I think that's what it referenced.
So you had that. Yes. You had even though it's not like quote unquote bad, even the song that NCT covered, the Candy song.
Yeah.
that's not a family-friendly song.
I mean, if you
song,
don't look at the lyrics.
It's like, girl, I want to dump you. You're boring. Like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like.
And I think, for example, if you're talking about your more edgy groups, like maybe your Blackpinks, I feel like the songs that have like the odd
swear. Oh, yeah, one of their B-sides has swearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would be like a B-side.
But that's one B-side.
Yeah, it would be like on the album. It won't be on the main thing. And I think because now the internet is so accessible and you can, you know, pick and choose what you want to listen to, like things are not exactly curated for the general public to listen to. You can pick and choose. So it may seem like, look at all this vulgarity. Look at all this. Yeah, but it gets the clicks.
I guess maybe K-pop has gone back to having slightly more sexual themes because I feel like maybe like kind of second gen, third gen, it was like, I don't know, it was a weird mix because like, the girls kind of in second gen at least could sometimes be really sexualized and then sometimes completely the opposite way in a really cute way. And then now I feel like it's guys who have actually gone a bit more the sexual side. There aren't too many girl groups who do two sexual things. I don't know. How is that even relevant? But I guess like the only group I can really think about is like NCT has sexual implications to some of their songs. But then again, it's like a mix. Yeah. Like, I guess Stray Kids, I guess, but that's not all they sing about. And like, say on Spotify, they always have like a little explicit thing.
Mm.
So a little boop, explicit. But yeah, it's a bit of a
But
and also, Korean people do sexual things and swear. Like, they just straight up do. I think it's interesting. I know, I think it's all interesting. I always think it's interesting whenever people say, oh, something's going westernized because suddenly they're sexual or they're queer. And I just, like, they they do all those things in Asia too. Just putting it out there. Like, I know, of course, like, K-pop is, I don't know, kind of veers away from it, but there's still, like, implications. Yeah. Cookie is an example.
Yeah.
I think just, I don't know, pick songs that aren't sexual, I guess. Or just don't read the translation.
Yeah, but if we go back to, I'm hearing more swearing. I don't know. I don't really feel like I hear that much swearing in K-pop. Yeah. Can you imagine in the chorus, like, shiba? Like,
I love that, honestly. I recently found out that, you know, Jonghyun's She Is song, originally he wrote it as Oh Sh**. Instead of Oh She Is. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's the name of the song, he had to change it. But now I can only hear it that because he pronounces it like it says, sounds like Oh. So there's also like leeways that they can get around it by either saying that or saying, what was it, bitch na, that always catches me out. But I know it's not a swear in Korean, but they could also know it sounds like bitch in English, so they might use it in that way.
Maybe that's what they mean as well, this person,
I guess.
But they're just being clever with it.
Again,
it's not but
there's so many different
it's
almost fun when they do that. The wordplay gets you going.
Gets the juices going.
But I think there's exactly eight. I think there's so many different groups, and a lot of them that don't do anything kind of sweary, that I think you could just, you really have a huge amount of options. You've got a whole buffet there.
Yeah, to be honest.
So,
Korea is still very conservative. So,
yeah.
Even they censor songs. Excuse me, they censor songs even if they've mentioned a brand name and they have to take that brand out. Like,
Censor one nipple for men.
Censor one nipple. Like, even from... That's why NCT had to change two baddies to one... What was it? Two baddies, two... They couldn't say Porsche. They had to change it to something. I can't remember what they changed it to.
I love that. That's the problem.
Yeah, they couldn't say, like, in like live... In when they perform it, when EXO's song Lotto, they had to change it to something else. Just like so small things like that. So again, I don't think it's mainstream. I don't know what you listening to, but we're gonna disagree with this one. And last but not least, this person says, "Is it just me, or are girl groups held to a higher standard than boy groups?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we have time for today.
There we go. But no, that's it is absolutely true. It's like the, what was it, the 7-year rule was originally made for about girl groups, right?
7-year curse.
The 7-year curse. I think I've mentioned this on here before, but I remember hearing about the fact that they kind of market girl groups towards the general public. Or at least they used to, and then boy groups to just generally the female population, normally teen girls, who would normally kind of have a favourite, even though they've kind of expanded that a bit more. I feel like nowadays girl groups are like winning a lot, but at the same time, people also flip between them and just always talk about them, always under scrutiny. I mean, you know, it comes back to so many different things, you know, misogyny.
It comes down to misogyny.
Yeah, just plain ass. Yeah, it just comes down to misogyny, full stop.
The patriarchy.
Yeah. It just
Of course, I feel like every idol has like a strict diet or whatever, but I feel like it seems worse for the girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember... God, was it an interview with Amber, maybe, when she was talking about how some of the guy groups at SM, they would see like them having to be dieted and weighed and everything. And they were like, what the hell is happening? Because it didn't happen with them. And yeah, actually, that reminds me of when I was watching Youth With You 2, which is a Chinese survival show. And on Youth With You 2 is the girls' season. And on that season, there is an episode where they get weighed. And it's and like they make comparisons of how much they lost weight in the season, which is awful. I just skipped the episodes, which is a shame because the series is really good. But just that episode was just like, what the f-? And yeah. Hated it. And then in the guys' series, both of the guys' series, there was nothing like that. Genuinely nothing like that. And so, yeah, I think they definitely are, especially within companies, I feel like they are held in a lot of scrutiny and to look good at all times. Yeah. I feel like a lot of guy groups get to joke around a lot more.
Yes.
Than girl groups. And then, of course, then people complain that girls have no personalities because, no, it's because I feel like they get told off a bit more and have more of that worry that they're not stunning all the time.
Yeah. Or if they do have personality, they've kind of shattered this image that certain people had of them in their mind, and it's like, you can't win.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of reminds me of, was it Irene from Red Velvet? I don't know if she was walking around with a particular book or if it's something that she said. But I think it was a book she was walking around with. I can't remember what it was, but or she posted it on her Instagram or something along those lines. And they kind of, it's mainly men, I'm not going to lie, leave comments like, oh, she's a feminist. Like that's...
Oh, it was her phone case. Wasn't it her phone case that said girls can do anything?
I feel like there was a book
Someone else. Yeah, but, especially the misogyny is strong. I mean, aren't there like a load of women in Korea who are actually like refusing to like go on dates with men, do like the kind of traditional stuff?
I won't be surprised.
As like a big movement that's happening. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of how, okay, I'm going to go on a... But it reminds me of how someone, I think this was on a TikTok or something, but someone was saying that a lot of K-pop dramas are kind of propaganda in the fact that, you know, they start off with someone, who's in a really important job, and then they don't have these traditional family values until they meet the one guy, and then suddenly they want to get married and want to have kids. Every time, like, I see idols being asked, that theoretical thing of, you know, if another guy gives your girlfriend a piece of their food or something, like, you know, those theoreticals that they like bring up on like an ordinary everyday basis. I think it's just such a like dating scenes are such a talked about thing, and then with family as well. Oh my god, I think all of that kind of trickles in. Not that there hasn't been any in the West here.
It's like sometimes I feel
so
like, and this is not just what I've seen. It's what. When I say, okay, it's what I've seen, but I mean seen personally, but not just what I've seen in terms of on the internet or whatever, like, not that I've personally been in it, I know people. Please don't put that on me. But I feel like, and I've seen it for years now, with the whole Korean dating situation, I feel like everything is, not even just dating, I just feel like even jobs and stuff, and it's all for show. Okay, it's all for... I need to, not saying that it's a bad thing, you want to make your family proud, but then you can, it's to the point where you're forgetting about yourself and what you actually want, if that makes sense. And I think maybe the younger generation, in terms of like the Gen Z's coming up now, they're more likely to push against it or whatever. Yeah, I feel like it's always like everything's a facade, a show, and it's... That must be so tiring. I ain't got time for that.
I think it's just so public. Like, people are always just asking about it, like family members and things. Whereas, you know, like these days, like, we don't really care with like our kind of younger generations. And it's just all that stuff is probably times 10 to any girl group member, especially with dating. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Dating scenes. How many idols do we know who date?
So I guess with this, I feel like it's more of a, we agree, but I feel like it's more of a woman thing. It's just, there's more pressure for you to be the perfect woman. I think as well, because the way as you said at the beginning, like the way girl groups are kind of marketed, right? Of course, they want the girlies to cling on because I feel like the girlies are more loyal. But I feel like there's a slight twinge of kind of marketing to men, hence why they're young and they have to look a certain way and they seem innocent and pure and they're eggio and
I feel like maybe they don't advertise their personalities as much as they do with guy groups. I feel like I've seen a lot more, even there's groups that I don't really know, I feel like I know their personalities more because like people, you know, show it more in music videos or in interviews and things. Whereas, they're kind of reduced to egg yolk.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Or to looking pretty.
I'm not saying that the certain guys or guy groups don't have to put on a certain persona too, of course, but I don't know. I feel like if there was a scandal with a girl idol, and just say it was something small, like she walked out of a 7-Eleven and she forgot to pay for a bottle of water, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's a thief, blah, blah, blah. Even if she's like, I apologize, I went back to the store, I paid for it, da, 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 da. They're like, no, she's cancelled. I'm burning all my albums and blah, blah, blah. But there could be a guy, and like we've seen it, a guy, he could have done the most heinous crime. He could have, I don't know, I don't even want to say anything bad, but just think of the worst thing possible. But he's oppa, he didn't mean it. He was going I'm still on his side, you guys don't understand.
Yeah.
So it's protect like this, hashtag protect, blah, blah, blah. It's just like,
yeah.
There's so much grace given to men and not the same for women. So
yeah, even if they get things wrong, like casually, like it reminds me of when I was watching the dance practice for Illusion by Esper, and then Giselle at the back was slightly off from all of the others. And one of my mates who was watching it, he was like, oh, God, oh, just look at Giselle. She's so out. Like, how could she do this? And I was like, hey, like, have you seen some of the old EXO practices, like dance practices? Half of those people are out. So much of those men. But like, people find that charming. And then
it's
like,
true.
In a dance practice, people need to remember that dance practices are practices. And people aren't going to be perfect.
I remember back in the day, talking about EXO dance practices, shout out to Chan Hyo, but my boy, the way he used to move was different, and no one dragged him for it. It was charming. Yeah. It was like, oh, look at him, look at his long limbs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I even saw a tweet like the other day about their, I think they did a, what was it, a fan, are they on tour? Something, they did a performance or something like that. And then people like were posting videos of like a big group one, and they're like, ah, ha, ha, look at them. They're all out of sync with each other. Classic EXO. And I was like, you would murder any girl group, any like new girl group that would even dare to like go slightly out. And then you're just kind of saying this is a funny thing. Like, I mean, I also appreciate, I would absolutely be that the performer who would be out. I'm just like, who would be out of sync with all of the others. Like, I too find it charming, but at the same time, you know, you can't just find that charming and then kill, you know, poor girl groups who are still new at all of this and are most of the time really good. Like, and suddenly like say that they're the worst group just because that they can't, like they're not dancing perfectly one time. Or, but with when Jennie was like rehearsing that one time when she was in like a hoodie and stuff, and she wasn't full energy because it was a rehearsal, and then people were like, "Whoa, she's so lazy." And I'm like, "She's rehearsing. Like, oh my god, she shouldn't even be on camera. Like, why are you filming her?" It's just like, oh, just chill out. Let them like not be 100%.
But anyway, I guess we agree.
Yeah, I feel like I felt so passionately about that at one point.
But anyway, that's all we have time for today. What? So if you guys want to send any questions, dilemmas, hot tea, unpopular opinions, you can send that all to kpopbox.co.uk/howdoyouatchyou or howyoutea@gmail.com. And last but not least, we are now the last segment, called On the Radar, where we talk about what's on our radar, what we've been listening to, watching, etc. this week. So, Ashley, what's on your radar?
Actually, nothing.
Bum, bum, bum.
I mean, there's old stuff that I've been listening to.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I have been listening to Esper's Hold On Tight, the song for Tetris, the Tetris movie.
Is it good?
Where it's like, it's a remix of the Tetris, not a remix, but a restyle of the actual Tetris theme tune. And then they've sung on top of it. And it's really good. It is so good. People on TikTok have put together like a tutting dance to it. And it's just so It's so good. I've been listening to that a lot. Yeah, definitely recommend. I swear all of their like best songs, or my favorite ones from them at least, are the ones that don't have music videos, like that and Illusion. I'm like, please.
Illusion's good.
Your comeback's coming, please. So yeah, that's that I've been listening to. And then since it's sunny outside, I mean, this album came out last year, but I have been re-listening to Die Spy on You, and it is just... oh, it is just the perfect album for a sunny day. I cannot recommend it enough. Literally, every time the sun comes out, I put that on and it just makes my life better. It makes my life feel like I'm in an actual movie, romanticizing, walking to a train station. Like, it's great.
On my radar, obviously, Coachella just happened. Blackpink did their thing. I don't know, I feel like every time Blackpink are abroad, it's like the American air just hits different for them, and they put on a show. Like, they put on a show that they seem like they were having the best time of their lives, and I'm here for it. And I think they broke history, because I think they're like the first Korean act and the first girl group to headline. So congratulations to them, and they did their thing. Also during Coachella, Jackson performed as well, and he performed with Sierra, and like my two worlds were colliding, and I was like, what is going on? Sierra and Jackson. But then, okay, this is another thing.
Check that out.
Do you know what they were performing together? XG left right. I'm
what
exactly, like my brain my brain is exactly
why
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. My brain, I mean, it feels like
I'm very fascinated to see it.
It feels like
how was,
you
know, it?
Like my computer crashed and you tried to reboot it and then everything, all the files and stuff just become muddled, and it's like, why is there a movie in the documents folder? I don't know. But it was just, I was so good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
It was just very unexpected, and
yeah,
I was trying to compute what was going on. Like, first of all, Sierra and Jackson, like, okay, all right, that's cool. I don't know where Sierra came from, but okay. But then I'm hearing Sierra sing XG, and then Jackson sing XG, and then XG's video was like playing on the background in the, on the screen, and I slay. I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds fun, but I also didn't know you could do like covers at Coachella. That's kind of fun.
Well, they did that, their own spin on it, but it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so check that out. Mm. And also, Jessie's joined J-Park's label, More Vision, which, I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm like, why at the same time? But...
he has a label?
J-Park, I don't understand this man sometimes. Because obviously AOMG was his, Higher Music was his, and then he stepped down and he left. And then he created More Vision. So I'm like, why? But you know what? Sure. What do I know? Mm. I know nothing about the music business. I just consume it. So who am I? I don't know. But yeah, that's all that's on my radar. I hope I haven't scrambled your brains too much.
Oh, Taemin's back!
Oh yeah, he is.
Taemin's back.
So cute.
I forgot. Doing a fan meet next week. This week? Sunday. I think Saturday and Sunday. And then I think the Sunday is being streamed on Beyond Live at 5 a.m. UK time. If you want to watch it. Because I'm going to be.
I will be asleep. But... yeah, guys.
I will let you know.
That's all we have for today. My head hurts. Thank you for listening to How You Watch You. If you want to keep up to date,
it's
with
me.
Yeah, it is because it's you. You're fired.
Yeah.
This is Ashley's last show.
Was I being paid for this? That's news. I was being paid. Dang.
With my love, though. Yeah, but anyway.
Oh no.
I'm taking it back. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep up to date, follow at How Do You At You. I got there in the end. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box.
I'm proud of you.
You can follow me at K-Pop Box _ and at
Ashley.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to talk for some reason. Yeah, you can follow me on anything at Ashley in Shades.
Yes.
That's it. It's kind of like the sunglasses. Yeah. Yes. No, it is like the sunglasses. So that's what they are. yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
I'm on everything.
Until next time, we will holla at you. Bye.